4CEF Mobile.
Mr. Andrew, KA3JCA is back home from the hospital.
KN4GFW Mobile.
Hello, Mr. Kent.
Good to hear you on the radio. Glad you're out of the hospital.
Thank you and everybody else for all the prayers and stuff like that. So it feels good to be out of the hospital. I came home and surprised Sally yesterday about 2 p.m. And they brought me home.
About being back in your own home, but just definitely glad to hear you there.
I was going to be able to get a decent night of sleep last night in my own bed, but still had a little bit of difficulties, but otherwise, I'm still doing okay and glad to be home anyway. So, over to you, Kent, KA3JCA.
Hey, to me, it'll be a long day, man. I got to stay up past my bedtime. We're driving up to Raleigh tonight.
Bed at 8 o'clock? What's you're going to have a rough one.
Have to turn on that 878 with the hotspot there and get it going and turn it on and travel up the road there.
I'll be cutting out through the North Carolina countryside there about that time.
Some old Shark RS, that'd make a good portable hotspot because they have the batteries in them.
We got a sale on right now. They're $50 off, so it's like $269 instead of $319 or something for the Pro.
Really sold if I need one of those or not.
Hey, you can't get your hands on the parts because used to be you could build a instead of spending $200 on one.
That would if the chips come available in 2023, did the prices start to drop? I'm tempted to buy enough for like 10 of them just to have and for future use. I was going to do that about a year and a half ago, and I just put it off. And then when I got really involved in DMR, I bought the hotspot from BridgeCom. Yeah, it was expensive, but I mean, don't get me wrong, it's done the purpose that I wanted to. It got me started quick. It helped me learn the stuff a lot faster. But yeah, I've learned so much now that you can build them so much cheaper. For less about, but you also have to buy. You have to really take and research and get the like the top hats that go out of the MMDVM boards. You have to make sure you get one that's got good quality parts on it.
Nowadays, that's kind of hit or miss. Either that, or you're gonna be overpaying for something. But yeah, because a little 5-0, I think that it sits on top of, is not really expensive and. Basically just that board and the antenna. You don't even need a display, in all honesty, because I don't even half look at mine most of the time.
It's KO4HK.
KO4CEF.
Good morning, Patrick. KN4TFW.
Good morning, Patrick. KA3JCA.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, Patrick. KN4ZLK.
Shane, Ken, Andrew, and Richard. Hope everybody's having a good morning so far, and Shane, I hope you had a good night.
Jamar from home. Just wanted to say hello and happy Thanksgiving. I think Ken's going to be out of town, so you're leaving tonight. Happy Thanksgiving to you, and hope everyone else has a good holiday. And I'll be listening. I might be in and out here, but I'll pop in every once in a while. And 4ZLK.
Copy,
okay,
hello to KA3JCA. Good morning, Shane. Sally said hello to KA3JCA.
Good morning, Miss Sally.
Yep. And let's see. I'll give it to Andrew. N4ZLK.
Okay. Oh, man, y'all, I'm ready to eat some turkey and I'm going to smoke two hams. I'm looking forward to this. On Saturday, I'm not real sure, but we bought two of them because my in-laws, they want to come over and take all the ham, but they don't want to pony up anything to buy one. So I told the wife that we're going to buy two. I'm going to smoke both of them. I'm going to cut one of them up for us, and the other one will be the one we put out for Thanksgiving.
Going to do what you got to do. Make sure you get some.
Holy you cook the actual ham or smoke the ham, or you buy it like the Boston Butts?
Pretty a pre-cooked ham, so the smoking part of it probably really doesn't do a whole lot. It's just like the Gwaltney or Smithfield butt portion ham, and I'll smoke it for a while and then cover it up real good. And I mean, it's, I've always cooked them in the oven, but I think just the slow speed of the smoker just makes them so good and juicy. I mean, they turn out fantastic. So I like doing it. And I always do like mustard-based ham. I don't do sweet hams. And it's so good.
There he is. I lather my hams up with mustard, too. When I put them in the oven there, or put them on the smoker, so I just was curious. And then when I do the Boston butts and so forth to make pulled pork, I lather those with mustard, and I'll either inject it with a pineapple sauce, apple juice, or Dr. Pepper, or cherry cola, whatever my wife decides the flavor she wants.
It's covered in mustard and cloves, and cook it in the smoker. And like I said, it's really not to smoke it. It's because they're already pretty much cooked. You're just warming it up. And I've done it a couple times and they turn out really good, so I'm stuck on it now.
Looking forward to your Friday. Friday right now, going to get off early again, 3 o'clock. That'll be awesome. Wasn't much traffic yesterday on the way home.
There's usually not a whole lot of traffic out there.
3 o'clock on Wednesday afternoon.
Had that long Wednesday. Shoot, I got off pushing 6 yesterday. Northbound 85 was just a mess.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about tonight, is I got to go up through that construction zone to the state line, and I'm wondering how. Usually when I get off of work, you can see it's all backed up, and it's like, man, it'll probably take me an hour to get through there, and it really isn't a good way to get around it.
I was just having a coughing fit this morning for some reason.
There's no way to get around the traffic, but even when we go to Kings Mountain, we usually go up 11, but we come out right there at the Yellow Mall, so that doesn't really get you ahead of it any. So, KO4CEF.
Off to the side, to the right, as you're going north, that some of our guys take at nighttime when it gets backed up. I think it might even be 29 that cuts off for a while and then comes back out about exit 102, I believe.
Campground Road runs up there a good long ways. It goes all the way up past that little cement plant and everything. So, you know, that might be an option for sure. I'll just figure I'll look at that SC-511 before I go and pull up the camera and see what it looks like.
85 is already 3 lanes most places, and it's just like it's not enough to handle the traffic.
Really want to avoid it. You can run up 26 and hit 74, and it takes you all the way to Charlotte.
It cuts through the back way and that, but just hadn't been, ain't really sold on it yet. You know what I mean? It's one thing if I'd have been that way before, but in the dark and never been that way might be iffy.
It's a good road straight. Nothing to worry about. Even if you haven't been that way, it's a good road all the way through.
If you can, just set the GPS and hope it puts you somewhere good and not on a back road somewhere.
Yes, it's probably a good thing we ain't taking Susan's Jeep, because, man, ain't no telling how I'd go.
To install one of those cab shack hotlines yet?
Although I've thought about it, but then again, I don't think it'll get much use overall.
I was in the hospital. I had ordered it before I went in, but they came in, and I'm just waiting for the activation now. It takes like 24 to 48 hours, and we'll see how well it works. KA3JCA.
Before ATX, what is it?
Old telephones that were in businesses like voice over internet protocol. And these
group of hams have got it set up, so it's strictly like a ham call sign network, VOIP. And it gives you a list of phones that work and a list of phones that don't work. Now, it'll work if you want to tinker with it, but they've given you a sure list of phones that work, so that basically once you request the phone line, you can set it up at your house and it'll be a voice over internet protocol. It's basically like picking up the telephone and calling another ham.
Direct line to another ham?
You actually program the phone that way, yes. It's like you could... it's like picking up a phone and like pre-dialing somebody else's extension, but it's all voice over internet protocol and it's directly to that ham and so forth. Like, that's like having a little, I guess, a hotline communication system at your house. But if you go to Ham Shack Hotline, it'll explain it a little bit more in detail than what I'm good at this morning. And Shane, I didn't mean to leave you out there. I meant to tell you last night or going this morning, I didn't wake up until late because I woke up actually late. But that W4ABP or APB repeater there does not have Echolink. There is one on the Bank of America tower, but it's downtown on the High Tower in Atlanta.
Is that LK? Do you know what the frequency of that repeater is?
Go ahead and let somebody else pick it up, and I'll jump back into the next round and give it to you because I had it. And, that was last night after you and I talked. I went looking for it. I was going to get to you. Then I noticed that you were really out of range last night when I got back on.
And 4TFW.
Pulling in the parking lot, so I'm going to have to find my spot and jump on out and head on in the plant. I'm going to have to say 7-3. Y'all be safe out there this morning on the road. Richard again, glad to hear you back home. I hope you get to sleeping a little better soon. But anyway, I hope to talk to everybody again soon. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Andrew, KO4HX. 7-3, Andrew. Enjoy that meeting. KN4TFW.
7-3, Andrew. Happy Thanksgiving, and final talk to you.
Okay. Better than the smell of wood smoke. Somebody's burning a wood stove this morning. Smells good.
Comforting, nostalgic. Smell, memories.
I'm with you, Shane, and then huddling up next to it on a good cold morning. Yeah, you got that right. People that live in the city their whole life don't know what we're talking about.
Good work of getting the wood and bringing it in and going out in the cold, and it's still something about it.
Okay, KA3JCA. Atlanta Bank of America Tower is on 146.82. 146.82, it has a tone of 146.2. And I'm looking at the map, on street map, and it looks like it covers almost over, like toward the Athens area, up 85 corridor. If you draw a circle around Atlanta, it goes up as far as, like, Athens is the outer reach of the circle. I was looking for a town on 85, and I don't see one. I'm trying to go in closer.
Programmed in, and I can call it up at certain points. I haven't tried it everywhere I go in Atlanta, but I should be able to hit it at some point.
Smaller circle. It's like just got a... It says wide metro area. It's got 60-mile radius for that one. And then, of course, there's the Stone Mountain one that has Echolink, and it goes a little bit further.
Both of those in there. I'll have to look up the frequency for Stone Mountain. I know the 82 one, and I know I've got Stone Mountain in there because I was monitoring it for a little while. Didn't hear much traffic on it.
14676 with a tone of 107.2.
Now, most of the traffic I hear is on that Gainesville repeater. Let's see, pick it up, Patrick. Patrick, you got to be out there today and tomorrow. Go ahead, Ken. N4ZLK.
My conversation on that, just motoring down the highway here. And then I'm about 15 minutes out, something like that.
Going to Atlanta, or close to Atlanta, between 11:30 and 12 o'clock. So I'll switch over there at some point if you're up. I'll switch over to the Stone Mountain one. I think that's got better coverage if you're interested. And yeah, you can always call me. My phone works at night too, so you're welcome to call me if you want to.
Actually, I'll actually try to program both of those stones into my echo link on my phone first. Hey, maybe I should be up tonight. I was up last night, so I'll give you a jiggle. We'll give it a shot. Now, are you working tonight or are you off tonight?
I'm off Wednesday, Thursday night for the holiday, and I took Friday night off, so tonight will be my last night this week.
Well, Doc, kid, back to you. Sorry I went to the hospital so soon, but I could have had that freaking code plug done that you would have been able to program in several of the DMRs going up the highway.
Email it to me, and I'm probably going to work on it some up there in my sister-in-law's because, you know, I won't have a lot to do, and so I was going to work on that code plug a little bit when I'm up there. And as far as the hot spot, I don't know. I'm more of an old-school kind of guy. I like single sideband, and that ain't too much into the technology. And, you know, I can't see, you know, $300 for a hotspot for something that I may not use too often. I'm trying to convince myself.
Looking at that open spot, the 4 Pro, it has the battery pack built into it. It does so much. You just throw that sucker in your pocket. Get your back pocket it. That's what one of the other guys does. Puts it in his back pocket, grabs his handheld, and he walks his animal.
Definitely do that, but you know it doesn't work if you don't have cell service. You know, and then when they, if there was a repeater in the area that had it and you could hit it, you really wouldn't need it, right?
In order for it to work, the repeater would have to be on the system that you want to talk in, whether it's Brandmeister, TGIF, stuff like that. So it'd be nice if we had a couple of stations here. I think I only found 3 Brandmeister repeaters in South Carolina.
Like single sideband. I mean, I was over the weekend, I made contact in France on 12 meters off of a ham stick.
All these technology advancements, they're going to have to change the name of the hobby to amateur internet.
Make sure nobody got it. You're right, everything's being bagled, you know. CW is still there, but it's kind of dropped off big time. It's, at least I believe it's trying to make a comeback. Then you got all these digital modes with JT8 and everything else, and where the computer does all the handshake and talking to you, logs your contacts, I understand.
It isn't that you heard them, it's your computer heard them, right?
Like the single sideband, and I'm working on CW. I was telling N0TR, I almost answered a CQ yesterday morning. I could understand him, and I just wasn't ready because I don't have all the letters down at the speed that I want. So, but almost did it, and I'm really interested in that too. But I enjoy single sideband, Kim.
A few more states from having worked all states, and I'm up to like, I don't know, 67, 68 countries, and that's, I just really enjoy it. You know, like I said, I made contact on 12 meters, and I don't even have a 12-meter antenna.
Right, so you're putting it through an antenna tuner?
So I don't know which one it's using, but it must be using either my, I don't know which one it's using. And it tunes right up, and it tunes up good.
Well, I had a 40 and an 80-meter dipole up, and I actually had them on the same coax, kind of like a fan, but they were 90 degrees out from each other. And with those two dipoles, 40 and 80, I was able to work 10, 12, 15, 20, 40, and 80. So, because one of them
resonates a little bit on the other, you know, on some of them, and the other one covers the rest of them. Had to use a tuner with it, but it worked.
2104, it's got, you know, two dipoles for each band, and they're like, you know, 45 away from each other, and I got 75, 40, 20, and 15. And then on another mount, I have, what do I have? I have 6, 10, 6, 10, and something else. I know I got a 2 meter on there. I forget what the other one is. And that, but they're all hooked together on the same coax.
In Delaware, I had a 80 meter loop up about 35, 40 feet in the air. And I ran it through a tuner, and I could go anywhere from 160 to 10 with the tuner.
17. Yeah, that's what I got, but I didn't have an extra spot for my 12.
And 4, is that LK?
Vehicles.
I'm going to stay in his excursion this week to make it easier. He's probably in the black hole or on the telephone.
Controversial flagpole up here in Spartanburg. I see they put the stars and bars back on it.
What, Ken?
Inside the interstate at the intersection of 85 and the north intersection of Business 85.
See us. Now I go up there in the evening and I get on Business 85, and of course it's shut down at Heron Circle. I get off at exit 3. That's the way I come back, so I don't go that far north.
Can't miss it. It wasn't an issue until they put the stars and bars on there, and now it's not the flag, it's the pole. You can't have a flagpole that at our business. It can't be on your, just on your property.
They're making up rules as they go along.
Group that complained about it, and then that made them have to do something about it.
Can flag down here on Whitehorse Road and 123. I know Patrick's seen it. It's probably the biggest flag I've ever seen. There's a business. They're a stone. What do they do? Granite and that kind of thing, I guess, for countertops. But they also have a 9/11 memorial out there. But it's a beautiful flag. This thing is huge.
Not the biggest I've seen, but it's pretty good size. But it's on the Sons of Confederate Veterans property or something like that.
And 4, is that okay? You right there, Richard?
Water tree, I try to make sure Cassie kind of gets up and gets things going here. We woke her up a little, about 30 minutes too late today, so she's kind of running around like a chicken with a head cut off. K3JCA.
Man, she's going to have to get her a new alarm clock.
Last night, because I came home from the hospital, she had to work some OT. Her grandmother was here. Her cousin's down, so just some good old visitation time. And still, she went to bed late, but not too late, but still, it'll affect you.
Yo. When my son and daughter-in-law were still at the house, I got a phone call from my son. He was working. As soon as the phone rang, I looked at it as I was picking it up. I saw the time. I missed my alarm. My daughter-in-law had called him and said, "I think your dad's still asleep. I haven't heard any movement from him. I haven't seen him and haven't heard him." He saved my bacon that day.
Did they thought about checking on you?
I'm down too quiet. I didn't realize it, so I try to make sure now that I don't.
That meme the other day is, the guy says, "You ever had a nap, take a nap so good that you woke up thinking you were late for the school bus and you're 50 years old?"
That's where I've not missed the school bus, but I've thought other things. I know what you're talking about. And they were good naps, too.
What nap did you wake up and...
Yeah. I woke up
at 8 o'clock at night thinking it's the morning, and you try to rush around to get ready for work, and then you realize halfway through, oh, it's nighttime.
I got dressed and in the shower and making breakfast and everything, and I looked at the clock. It was 1 a.m.
with Richard, Ken, and I got most of both of you, so you both pretty much had the same idea, the same story.
Yeah, like I said, I've done that a lot of times where I take a nap and wake up at night and think it's in the morning, and then you're rushing around getting ready for work, and halfway through you realize that, oh, it's nighttime but not daytime.
For HKX, I'm back, gentlemen.
We missed you, KN4 GSW.
Talking about him. But I'm going to jump out. I'm half a mile from the exit. Good morning to all of you. Ken, be safe tonight. Have a good trip. Happy Thanksgiving. Richard, Sally, Ashley, have a good day. Patrick, I hope you have a good, productive day, and I'll talk to you later on, probably. Talk to all of you later on. And happy Thanksgiving if I don't. N4ZLK.
Be safe out there, and happy Thanksgiving to you if I don't talk to you. KO4HGX.
Have a happy Thanksgiving, and we'll catch you later. KN4TFW. Drive safe out there.
Hey, wish Beth this happy Thanksgiving, too, if I don't talk to her beforehand, or you beforehand, but I will try to get on to Echo Link tonight, see if I can bring those up, KA3JCA.
Text or something before you do to make sure I'm on the right frequency. We'll talk to you guys later. N4ZLK.
Call them today, see if you can locate that item.
I'm going to try to, if I can find time. I don't know what's going on.
But it's been about 6 weeks now?
At least.
I'll give you an excuse that they're out of chips or something. It's a chip and not a capacitor or something else on the board.
To the parking lot, so I'm going to say 7-3. You guys have an awesome day, and I'll catch up with you maybe this afternoon. I can get off at 3. And, yeah, talking about chips, I saw a bunch of Ford trucks sideline waiting on a 41-cent chip for the windshield wipers.
3's Ken, and, yeah, that sounds about right. And I hope you have a good day. KO4HKX.
KA3JCA. So, Patrick, you get your truck switched over, or are you staying in the excursion this week?
I'm in the route in the excursion. Truck's still sitting just like it was.
Okay. So, would you run that like that, because it's a smaller vehicle, you just, like, take the orders and then maybe, like, the following week deliver them?
What I'm doing is I'm taking the stuff that was ordered for last week and delivering it, and then taking orders for next week, and if they need anything, I can run and get it if it's an emergency. Just trying to get through the route faster so you can cover more ground to see everybody.
Especially around the holidays, you kind of get in and get out. It kind of gives you a little bit more time.
KO4HKX. It keeps the guys from getting on the trucks and how much is this and what's this and, you know, wasting time so you can cover more ground. If you didn't, they didn't do that in the tool truck, you could cover probably just as much ground that way. But I don't know, it's like they want to come out there and spend half the day instead of getting in there and doing their thing and getting off.
A truck and dream all day long. Oh, I want this. How much is this? What does this one do? You know? I think that's the human nature where people just want to get out of work to go do something else, kind of sit around and drink a cup of coffee and rag chew. KA3JCA.
On holiday weeks, it's usually short weeks anyway. It's usually slow. A lot of people on vacation, just like Ken leaving today. You know, so you're trying to get to everybody before they go and give them what they need and get your payment and move on to the next person. So it's just one of those things to speed things up a little bit.
Hey, maybe you could answer this. I noticed that the repeater seemed to got a little better. Did they do some work on the repeater recently?
As far as I know, no. I have not heard anything, but I could have missed it.
Because I haven't been on I know Echolink, really, there was such a delay, and I was having problems at the hospital because I was using the hospital internet too, so that doesn't help. But it just seemed like that the other stuff seemed to pick up better for the antenna, the repeater, because then some of the things diminished. I just wasn't sure if they went up and did any work on it.
I heard, but, I mean, that doesn't mean they didn't.
I'm going to get back on the line today, and I'm going to see if I can't find me a used tower, like a 60-foot tower, either a Rode RG20 or 25G or 45G, or an HPDX 70-foot one there. I'm just going to look and see what they have out there used.
Probably find one there. I've seen a couple of them on Facebook Marketplace from time to time.
Because if I could put something decent up that's about 50 or 60 feet and put a rotor on it, I'd be able to put a cross beam on there and put a 2-meter on one side of it, like 3 feet out, and a 2-meter, let's see, a 440 on one side and a 2-meter on the other side, and then put the Omni right on the very top. And then get that calibrated. I figure that's enough right now. And then I might be able to take on the back side or the lower side of the backyard, take and put myself an inverted V up.
Going to try to get back into some HF?
Yes. I still like my DMR, but I know Sally likes listening to the other stations and kind of trying to help pick them out through the noise a little bit, but she also likes the DMR and the clarity of it. So we'll have to see, but I'm trying to get my radio back from my friend Brian. He's on the road all the time, but when he moved up to Rutherford, he gets in storage right now, and he just hasn't had the time to get home and get it out of storage for me.
Well, does he drive a big truck, or what's he doing on the road?
I'd like a general manager or a district manager for, like, the Moose Lodge. Yet he has to go visit all their lodges within, like, North Carolina and South Carolina. So he's on the road Monday through Friday, staying at a different hotel a different night. And he's usually home either Friday night late or Saturday morning early and Sunday. And then he's out on the road again first thing Monday morning again.
I don't know about that. Now, that'd be tough.
Brian, him and I were at Civil Air Patrol. I was an adult. He was a cadet back in Delaware. And we kind of stayed in touch, and then we lost touch. And then back around 2009, when I was looking for my lift, I found a lift on Craigslist. And came up here to Moore, South Carolina, and bought a power chair and a lift. And I don't know what happened, but I actually stumbled across Brian. And his parents actually bought a place up there right off of 85 and Business 85 and Exit 1. So it was kind of nice to rekindle with him, and we hooked back up when I moved back up here in 2015. So it's been nice. KA3JCA.
That would be pretty cool.
When I came over from the hospital, Patrick, I had a Netgear switch that has PoE on it. So I've actually wanted to get a small switch that had PoE so I could install a couple of cameras that way, because I have no power outside to reach them. So I want to just run everything over PoE with either an ejector or let the switch do it, because I have two cameras that I want to put up. And then, so I hooked that up last night and plugged the phone in, but it takes, like I said, 24 to 48 hours for them to put your MAC address into that HAM VoIP system, so it will provision your phone when you connect.
Okay. So is that over the wireless system you're trying to connect your cameras?
The cameras actually, they're, if I go wireless, I have to have some kind of a DC power vault that goes out to the outside of the house to power the camera into a junction box, whereas if I just run a piece of cable, Ethernet cable, the power is actually injected over the Ethernet cable, and then when it gets to the camera, it, like, separates the power from the data,
and so forth like that. And this way I don't have to run any additional wires out there, but just the one cable.
Yeah, you're just running the Ethernet cable, so you can power it that way. Kind of the same way ICOM's doing their new radio that's coming out, or came out.
Well, I haven't heard of that one. Well, maybe I have, it just I don't recall it.
I can't remember what it was. It's for 10 gigahertz. You got the control head in the house, basically the 705, and then the RF unit's actually up on the tower, and all of it's run through the IP or the cable. I can't talk this morning.
Did that. Speaking of that, yesterday it was nice because even though I knew I was got to come home, the nurse yesterday morning was so nice. She actually made me 2 cups of coffee yesterday morning. Brought them in about 6 o'clock. We talked a little bit before she had to get ready to go home. So I got two fresh cups of coffee, freshly made, and then, of course, 8 o'clock they bring up the hospital food in the cart. And I swear that coffee was burning all night.
You did it.
I like to drink 8 o'clock coffee. There's certain types of Starbucks coffee that I'll buy the pods for. I have the little K-Pod system, and I can even buy the beets and grind my own beets, and then use the. I have a little. It's like a replacement adapter for the K-Pod. You just fill it up, and it does the same thing as one of those little K-Cups.
For HGX. I'm not a coffee drinker, so I don't know. I just don't like hot drinks.
I drink coffee a lot in the wintertime, that or hot chocolate. But most of the time, it's something cold. I remember I used to put down a gallon of sweet tea each day, sometimes maybe a gallon and a half, but I don't do that anymore.
Definitely understand. But yeah, I'd much rather have a cold drink than I had a hot drink at any time of the day. It just, I don't know, never have been much for anything like that.
Dude, caffeine's never really affected me, and I don't have any restrictions as now, because I could drink caffeine or uncaffeinated and it doesn't affect me. I'm the type of person that, you know, could drink something with caffeine in it and lay down and take a nap and go right to sleep with no issues. I remember when I worked at the police department that I would drink Mountain Dew, and that's real high concentrated caffeine. Get off at 7 in the morning, go home and lay down and sleep by 8 hours. So, but I've given up a lot of caffeine now, too, just to help protect the heart.
Caffeine never really does a whole lot for me either. That way, but I don't know. About the worst I do anymore is very lightly sweetened tea.
Well, Ashley just brought me my breakfast. I'm going to jump out here and eat that real quick, and maybe I'll catch you later on this morning there. And good luck in reaching that phone number I sent you, KA3JCA, clear after yours.
73's Richard. Good to talk to you this morning. KO4HGX, and I'll be clear.